Welcome to Opus here. We're continuing our conversation with Lee Faust. Lee's the lead pastor of Jessamine Christian Church in Nicholasville, Kentucky. And we started out yesterday talking about the scariest verse in all the scriptures. If you missed yesterday's program, I would encourage you to go check that out at our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. You can hear that 14-minute program. We had a really good discussion there about that. Today, though, we want to answer the question, how does God turn wimps into warriors? And I don't care whether you're a man or a woman, you don't like to be called a wimp, do you, Lee?
Yeah, no, that's a big insult where I grew up from. It's interesting, the time that I spend with men in the church, and I do work with a lot of different organizations. Like, I've been a chaplain for the fire department. I've been the chaplain for the varsity football team, and kind of those, I'm a man's man type of people and environment and culture. And so this conversation is really interesting to me, because sometimes people think about Christianity as being weak or a crutch. You know, you hear all this language like, no. God wants to see a life change brought out of every man, that we don't have to be wimps just because we're Christians, that he wants us to be mighty warriors. And, of course, that always begs the question, well, how do you become that type of a mighty warrior for the Lord? We all want to be that. And I've been studying with our church family. We've been reading through the whole Bible in 90 days. That's a really big challenge. And guys like a challenge. It's 90 days, we're going to do this. Well, as I've been reading along, I found the story of Gideon. I've been reminded, and he is a great example of how a wimp can become a mighty warrior. And so what I thought I'd do this morning is just kind of walk your listeners through that. What does it look like to see a life change in the man from wimp to warrior? So let me give you a backstory. If you haven't read, a lot of people haven't been in the book of Judges in a while, but the backstory is that God made a big promise to Abraham. We're going to give you this beautiful land. We know it as Canaan, or the promised land. And God's faithful. He always keeps his promises. The people of Israel, Abraham's family and descendants, finally are now have entered into the promised land. Joshua leads them through there. And they are living there, and they're being blessed. And this is maybe something we haven't talked about a lot, but there's a cycle that we see in the history of Israel, but also, if we're honest, we see it in our own life. And let me take a side note here to address that cycle, that many times over, we get blessings from God. He's faithful and keeps his promises. And we kind of pat ourselves on the back. Sometimes we're like, oh, look what I've done. And we start to take ownership of those blessings because we think it's because we did it. And that always, that pride that wells up, that's sin. Folks, if you're taking credit for good things that's going on, that's pride and sin. And when we sin, that's like rebellion to God. And when we rebel from God, and we are prideful and sinful, he's going to get our attention. I call them spiritual spankings. You know, he's going to punish. He disciplines those he loves, just like any good daddy would his kid. And so this is the cycle. We're blessed by God. We take pride in that. We own that. And then before you know it, that leads to sin and rebellion. God punishes or spiritually spank. We get spiritual spanking. He's got our attention. So we repent of that. And we start to look back at, oh, this is really a God thing. I need to kind of change my attitude here. And when we repent, the Lord raises up someone to lead us out of. And that's what's happening in the history of Israel. They were in rebellion. God punished them. They repented of their sin. And now they've got a rescuer in Gideon. Gideon was raised up to lead them out of this rebellion. So that's a little bit of the backstory that I don't want you to miss, because the truth is that happens in our own spiritual life. We live in this cycle. So they've been in rebellion. The Lord taps Gideon on the shoulder and says, lead them out. And so he does. So let me pause so I don't get ahead of myself here and ask you a question that we see it in the life of Gideon. How does God turn wimps into warriors? And so ask yourself, do you ever find yourself comparing yourself to others who are out there doing great things, and you think to yourself, well, I could never do that. Well, you know, I'm not a natural leader. I'm not a gifted speaker. God could never use me like that. And if that's your way of thinking, then this is a great example. Gideon has a great example. He's a great example for us, I guess I should say. And we really see that in a lot of our great heroes of the faith. We see it in Abraham. He was afraid, so he lied. We see Moses, that Moses took some pride, and he didn't get to enter into the promised land. David was like a scrawny shepherd boy. Oh, I can't be used. Esther was an orphan. Jonah was fish food, you know, that story. Peter was always, he's one of my favorites, but he had that foot and mouth disease. And so sometimes we think, oh, I could never be used by God. And so I love that God is always plucking people out of history, using unlikely, ordinary, everyday people like me and you, Greg.
Yes. If he can use me, he can use anybody.
So. I say the same thing. And I love that about Gideon's story and this transformation in his life, because he had all kinds of issues when you read his story. He had a lousy family upbringing. I mean, how many times do we use that as an excuse? This is the way I was raised. My family life was no good. I had a terrible upbringing as a kid. Or some of us have low self-esteem, and we start to look around and compare ourselves to others, and we never measure up, and we have a fear of bullies in our life, and we have an anxiety about people and situations, and that keeps us shut down. Or maybe you're a chronic worrier, and you just worry that you don't have anything to worry about. Yeah. Folks, listen, I'm telling you, this was the wimp that we see in Gideon at the beginning of the story. But God steps into his world, and there's this incredible life change, this transformation from wimp to warrior. And so let me kind of walk you through that process, what I see. According to Judges, and I'm in chapter 6, but the Lord comes, and it starts with a meeting. Always comes with an introduction to who God is. Who is this? Who is this man we call Lord? And so an angel of the Lord came to Gideon, and he addresses Gideon. And this could be read a little sarcastic, but that's not what the angel's intent was. He says, Gideon, the Lord is with you, a mighty warrior. Now, keep in context, the Israel is at an all-time low right now. That the Midianites, because of the Israel's rebellion, the Midianites and the army, they've come in and raised all kinds of havoc and war, and they've scattered the people of Israel. In fact, they're in hiding. A lot of the Israelites are hiding in caves. They feared for their life. The Midianites are taking all their food. And so Gideon is actually in hiding in this chapter, and he's threshing wheat in a wine press because he doesn't want the Midianites to know that he has food. And so he's hiding because he's afraid. And I think that's a key principle for us, that when we have trouble that comes into our life like Israel did, they didn't have a right relationship with God. They were in rebellion. They were far from God. And when trouble comes, we run and hide. We're afraid. And that's not a good place to be. But that's why we call Gideon a wimp. He was scared and he was hiding. And we have to appreciate where he's at. The angel comes, the Lord comes and meets him as a wimp. And he says, no longer are you going to be a wimp. You're going to be a mighty warrior. And I love that about God and what he does in our life to bring this kind of transformation. He's given Gideon a word of hope, a new name, a new character. No, you're not a wimp. You're going to be a mighty warrior for the Lord. Now, the rest of the story and how that plays out can be pretty humorous, because they go into a conversation between God and Gideon. And Gideon's like, you know, why is all this happening? How many times do we do that? You know, why me? And where's God? And why won't he help? And where is he when I need him? And God says, no, you go in the strength that you have. And folks, sometimes we forget we've got God's strength at our disposal, and we just need to start acting like we have that power. We need to act like it. He says, am I not sending you? And when God sends, he is not going to fail. We are going to be victorious. And then the wimp shows back up. But I'm the weakest in my clan, Gideon says. I'm the runt. I got a poor family background. I'm a runt. My family's a runt. I'm the runtiest of runts. Now, Greg, I don't even know if that's a word or not.
In Kentucky, I think we can use that. Oh, but for our national, we were in 48 states on the podcast. Some places they may not translate that, but yeah, I like that.
So that's the deal. We if you want this transformation from wimp to warrior, there has to be a meeting with God. And when God shows up, he's going to give you the power and the resources to do what he's asked you to do. And in verse 16, he says, go and I will be with you. So that's the first step in transformation or life change is you got to have a meeting with God, and you need to hear a word from God and what he wants for you and the hope that he has in your life. And so that's step one. But if we take the step, Greg, we have to realize there's going to be some tests along the way. And that's what we see in the story of Gideon. And I'll give you the Lee Faust paraphrase on this next passage of Scripture in chapter 6. But keep in mind the background of the story is that during this time, Israel is being oppressed by the people around them because they had decided to worship some false gods. They were worshiping other idols and things, and they were compromising their faith. And man, oh man, how many times do we, if we look, how distracted can we be and compromise our faith, and we start worshiping other things, and we're not even completely aware of it. Satan is that crafty. So here's the paraphrase of that testing of our faith. God says, Gideon, I've got a task for you to do before you take on the Midianites, before I send you off to war, before you can be a mighty warrior. I want you to tear down and replace the altar that your daddy built in your backyard. You know, that's my paraphrase. But if you know Gideon's story, his dad had built an altar to the god of Baal, a foreign god, and they were leading people to worship another foreign god. And so he said, I want you, you know that altar your daddy built in the backyard? Go tear it down and replace it with an altar to me. And we have to remember, I think it was F.B. Myers, who was a good old friend of D.L. Moody back in the day, a good old Baptist preacher. He said, we are first tested in the less before we can be called to the greater. And that speaks to me. And what does that look like in our lives? I think that we're going to be tested. If we want to be a mighty warrior, God's going to put us to the test. It could be a test of lordship. You know, what's the bell in your backyard? You know, what consumes your attention? Maybe it's your friends, and maybe it's a career path that you're chasing, or a status symbol, or a symbol, or an achievement. Maybe it's your own image. But God's going to call you out. Men, if you want to be a mighty warrior, he's going to test us, and we have to be aware of that. And we have to be willing to cut down that idol and make him number one in our lives. So before Gideon could lead other people to victory in battle, he had to first check himself and make sure that he was right and in a relationship with the Lord. And I think that's key. So you see this whole transformation in Gideon before he's sent to war. He gets tested. And then finally, he's ready to go to war. And we won't get the whole story in today, but he sends him to the war, a war. And it's not with swords, but if you remember, he sends him with trumpets and some clay pots and some torches. And he thinks he has 32,000 men, and the Lord tests him, and now it's 10,000, and he tests him, and he actually sends him to battle only with 300 men. It was like the odds were 450-1, and he sends Gideon to be a mighty warrior, and not with swords, but with clay pots and trumpets, and unbelievable story. But here's the deal. The good Lord won't send you where the good Lord won't keep you. And so the last step in transformation from wimp to warrior is he always fills us. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew his trumpet, and the rest is history. So that's the transformation. He meets us. We have to have a meeting with God. He's going to test our faith to make sure he's number one. And then when he sends us, he's going to send us in his power.
We're out of time, but we've had a great, great time with Lee Faust. He's going to be back with us for one more program tomorrow. And tomorrow our topic's going to be, how can you be spiritually fit? So I hope that you'll invite somebody to join us again as we continue our conversation with Lee Faust on Hope Is Here.